This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Val Jordan joins us. Val, it was so good to see you at the food drive in a year where we're not seeing a whole lot of people in person. I hope you and your family are doing well during this crazy year.
Thanks, Brian. We are. We're doing well. We're staying healthy, staying home, doing all the right things. The food drive, it was great this year, honestly. I said to everyone here it was the easiest food drive I've ever done because I'm not weighing cans of green beans and doing all that. But so wonderful that we were still able to support our community in these times.
Absolutely. Talk to me a little bit. I saw Michael Hicks along with the other CEOs of the area hospitals yesterday, at the press conference with the crisis communication team. How crucial of a time are we sitting in right now as far as the stress being felt by the hospitals, being overrun by COVID-19 and positive patients, and how important it is for people to stay home if they can, wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands?
Right. You know, those things are so important, and especially in the world I live in, and that's the world of oncology, the world of cancer, that hasn't stopped, and it won't stop. So we still need to be able to have the resources to take care of those patients. It's the little things that we can do for the health of everyone.
I think people have a hard time understanding. I always sort of liken it to like the Decatur celebration, right? When you put a couple of 100,000 people in downtown and you have 20 police officers, if people wanted to turn on those police officers, there's not a lot they could do. It's the same thing with ICU beds, with ventilators, with availability, because hospitals are built to deal with normal life. And this has changed normal life, and that stress is a very real thing and something we have to desperately avoid.
Absolutely. And we have to, I heard Mike talk about our resources. We have to protect those. I think we're good today, but who knows what tomorrow brings.
Well, it's just everybody being able to do their little part in making sure that we all have the health care that we need. And as you said, cancer is not going anywhere, clearly,
right.
And you guys are keeping up the great work. Tell me about the foundation, why it's important, and how this money turns around and supports the health care to the community.
Right. The foundation, honestly, is, to me, the silent kind of department of the hospital, but also the department that we all lean into when we need something that we can't, honestly, just purchase or get. Big ticket items. I know that they've helped with oncology a lot with a lot of our programs that we've done. It's the department where honestly where we tap into for something that we need that we can't get like with capital or anything else.
Talk to me about how important 3D mammography has been in your efforts and in your part of the department of the hospital, how big a deal that is.
Right. So with 3D mammography, honestly, it's the latest, the greatest, the earliest. We talk all the time about early detection. And you can just like photography with 3D, you can see things clearer, deeper, earlier than you would with regular flat screen mammography.
And so clearly in the battle against cancer, the earlier the better across all fields. Well, Val, we really appreciate the work that you do. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. And our thoughts and prayers and pass along our thank you to all of the staff there at HSHS St. Mary's Hospitals. You guys go through this on the front lines. Pretty amazing stuff.
She's
Val Jordan.
What a great lady.
Absolutely. Heads up the oncology service department.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.